whenever I hear the sound of the bell, now, I find myself connecting to my physiology. Getting yourself a bell is not a bad thing if you meditate at home. It's a transition from the day, and it's a trigger at a psychological level and a physiological level that your body becomes associated with. So when you hear it, after a while, you find you're naturally connecting to your physiology. And we do that through the breath, multitude of reasons. It's portable, where we go, the breath goes. It's persistent, it's always there. It's neutral. We can't distinguish between good and bad breaths. It has relaxation in it. So when we notice the tension in the body, we bring our attention to that part of the body during the out-breath. Just doing that will train us to relax. When we're comfortable, the most obvious sensation is the coolness of the in-breath as we breathe in. And if we're sitting or lying quietly, the breath is the only movement in the body. The entire body can be still, but the breath can never be still. Because of all of these qualities, it's the ideal focus for our attention, for our meditation. Because in a big way, meditation is just a mind-watching activity. That's how we become familiar with the mind, is by witnessing the mind, observing it, noticing it. But we can't really, at the beginning anyway, sit and witness thought. So instead, what we do is witness the breath. And then thought arises. And when thought becomes calm, after however many months or years it takes, it's where we witness our emotions and where we witness the interplay between thought and emotion. And where we observe the monkey mind doing its thing. Working against us in some way. And throughout all of this, there's nothing to be done. We're just witnessing it. So our single awareness is focused on the breath. All of this inner experience arises. The many layers of emotion. The emotion of the day, emotion of the week, emotion of the month, emotion of the year. The backdrop of our life. The flow of feelings and thoughts. And our inner world. Symbols. Scenarios. Intuition, recognition, realization, rejection. All playing in the background. So we're witnessing it all passing, arising and subsiding, all of our internal phenomena, thoughts and emotions and images and memories and intuition and everything else. And to notice it, we're noticing it passing, like the sound of the bell through time. So if you imagine you're sitting on the banks of a mountain stream, on a sunny day, but you're underneath the branches of a tree. And you're just watching the water and listening to the sound that it makes, the hubbub of the stream. And everything's moving around you. The breeze, the air's moving, the branches of the trees, the grass, the clouds, birds, creatures, the sunshine moving from one part of the sky to the other. So in nature, or anywhere near nature, we can meditate on a tree. When life becomes difficult, just sit, notice the tree. no further instructions. That's it. So if you can construct the sense of a tree in your mind, especially if you have a favorite tree, you bring your favorite tree to mind. You're just sitting, watching it moving in the wind. And something happens inside us when we do that. It's impossible to describe exactly, but it's calming. It's frictionless. In the same way that noticing the movement of the belly rising and falling is frictionless. Noticing the tree is also frictionless. So we can notice the constant change of nature around us. And we can notice the constant change of the thoughts and emotions and the interactions of them inside us and everything else that arises. So there's these three potential hubbubs, flows, changes within us. There's all of the inner experience, all the feelings and thoughts and memories and scenarios and sensations and comfort and discomfort, and tiredness and alertness and warmth and coolness. And there's the stream and all of the movement around it. Movement of the sun, the movement of the clouds, the movement of the birds, the movement of the trees, the wind, the breeze, the stream, the grass. And there's a tree, the branches just moving in the wind. And we're noticing the flow. The constant change. As all of these inner experiences flow through our mind, past our awareness. And right at the center of it all, as ever, is the breath, the belly rising and falling. If you're fortunate enough to be able to see a tree, or even better, if you're sitting by a mountain stream right now, then that's fine. You have it there for you. But if you don't, there's the sense of being in a place with a mountain stream and a tree. And where your mind focuses, it can notice the breath, it can notice the tree, it can notice the stream, it can stay fixed on one, doesn't matter. And if we're not visual, that doesn't matter either. It's the sense of stillness and peacefulness that we gain from witnessing the flow of life through nature. And we can connect to that, whether we can create a visualization or not. Returning your attention to the breath in the belly, uniquely, just focusing on it. Noticing the breath rising and falling. Whatever peacefulness you've connected to does not have to end with the sound of the bell. That's just the end of the meditation for the moment, and there's nothing to stop you continuing it yourself.